Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Dying on Life Talk Radio Show. I am Jasmine Adams.
And I'm Felicia Nicole.
And we're back for another week of Business Etiquette, Part 2. Now, business is what makes the economic world go round. And we're going to delve into the many reasons why this rings true. Now, it should be noted that due to the ever-increasing evolution in technology, the way business is conducted has come with great ease. Business can be done with people who are not only not in the office, but also in a different city, state, and even in another country.
Amazing, right? Technology just made the business world a bit easier. So let's jump right into the essence of business etiquette. So the Houston Chronicle has a great piece on the significance of business etiquette.
Let's hear it.
All righty. And I will begin, quote, "Attention to etiquette is a sign of professionalism and respect for others, and it can make positive first impressions while building trust among colleagues. Etiquette plays a large role in the business cultures of different countries and geographic regions. And attention to etiquette can help intercultural business dealings to be as productive as possible by bringing all parties together under a common understanding."
I definitely agree. We have to pay attention to etiquette in almost all respects, aspects of life. Whether it's business or personal, but of course this show was about business, and when, you know, you don't get a second opportunity to make a first impression. That is very, very important. So you always want to make sure that it is a positive one. As the quote stated, it includes building trust with the colleagues, as well as anyone else that you're doing business with. It speaks highly of your business itself. As we are both entrepreneurs, we alone represent our brand. So if we're going out to have, a lunch with whoever, we have to remain professional. We have to make sure we're delivering whatever product or service that we are said to deliver, that we say that our business delivers or has, in a timely manner. I'm a big person on time.
Yes.
So, yeah, definitely agree.
You really struck the nerve, Jasmine, when you said time. Oh, my gosh. Can we just dish a little bit on time? Oh, first of all, and especially, no matter what type of business you're in, I'm not even going to connotate that with especially. No matter what business you're in, whether you're working for someone, I'll take that back. Especially if you're working for someone, part of your job duties is to make sure you're there on time. Because you're there for a reason to execute whatever your job duties are. And again, as my co-host said, we're both being entrepreneurs. And when you're an entrepreneur, first of all, your time is really worth your money. You have to be successful, you have to be conscious of your time. You have to use your time wisely. Browsing the internet on BS all day, I'm sorry, that's not productive. So to go back into why time, being on time is important, for an example, if we set up a meeting, we have a lunch meeting and we're discussing, for an example, because I sell houses in Los Angeles, I meet with you to create a marketing plan on how I'm going to sell your house. Obviously, this is work for me. No, I'm not being paid by the hour, but this is work for me. And I may have another meeting after we're done. So by you being on time allows us to discuss everything we need to discuss, and then I can carry on to my next meeting. By you being tardy, you're disrespecting my business because now we may not cover all of the information I needed to discuss, or if we do, the time will run over, and now I'm late with the next client. So overall, time is just very, very important. And to be successful, no matter what career that you're in, be conscious of your time.
I agree. Now, I said I wasn't going to do it, but it's important. I have, I'm in the business of making chocolate-covered treats.
And they're delicious.
And, yes, thank you. For anyone who follows my business page, and I would normally not, I've been, like, so completely out of character about this, but I had run into an incident with a very, very unprofessional businesswoman. I paid for logos, which was actually one was a gift from my husband for our anniversary. So, of course, there was a date for that. We only have one anniversary. So I let her know that date up front and told her, you know, right now mine isn't as important as his because I need this done by this date. Well, we never got that done. She sent me, like, the first edit on our anniversary at about 7 in the morning. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I thought, okay, you know what, maybe, and I even made excuses for her. But where I'm going with this is, as a business person, again, I'm big on time. As a business person, especially someone who is a newer entrepreneur, a small business, you have to be mindful of your time as well as your customers, especially when you're dealing with other businesses, when it's no longer just one client. And honestly, you should treat everyone equally. I know it sounds crazy when you know, well, this is my cousin and they'll understand, and, well, this one owns a Fortune 500 company. No, you treat everyone as if they own, you know, Fortune 500 companies or they're serial entrepreneurs, because at the end of the day, what can happen is what I ended up doing is they'll put your business out. And it's not like I did it in a negative manner. I was very professional. I'm still being very professional, even though, trust me, I don't want to be. Flash your business. And you don't want those bad Yelp reviews. You don't want people downing your business or your poor business practices. No one should even know that you have poor business practices, because your goal should be to be the best. Don't focus on what everyone else is doing. Separate yourself by continuing to do you. But you're not going to do you in a positive manner and always make sure you come out on top. Do yourself a favor. Do the rest of the world a favor. Honestly, just don't do it. Just don't.
And to elaborate on that just a little bit more, you know, especially in the world of entrepreneurship, you can have an income based off of word of mouth.
Yes.
You know, and I would never, ever go to that person for a logo, ever. And because of that bad experience, this person now has lost, and I know other entrepreneurs who have multiple businesses. And that just is a domino effect. So represent yourself in the best light if this is what you do for a living. For entrepreneurs, especially when you quit your 9-to-5 and this is your livelihood, treat this as if you're working for someone else. Because if you're working for someone else, you make sure you go to bed on time, you get up, you fight rush hour traffic to go make money to make somebody else rich. So give yourself the same respect to make your bank account funds jump a few more digits. You know,
go as hard for you or harder as you would if you were working for someone else. Stop making someone else and, you know, make your money, but don't scam people. And honestly, that is how I felt. I was scammed. I got no product, no finished product. She delivered me a something that she told me was the finished product. We didn't even go over it. She told me it was the finished product. I didn't have an opportunity to edit it again, and she never delivered my second logo. I mean, it was really just a bad, bad experience. And, like, I am still dealing with this. This is from a month ago. Our anniversary reading came and gone, y'all. And this is from over a month ago. And she offered a refund after I, you know, got on my page and put the screenshots of the emails and stuff up. But then afterwards it was, well, you went on social media and you put my business out there, but it's your business. I didn't, you know, I only told the truth. It's very similar to a Yelp review because I asked someone, like, did I do wrong? Because she wanted a whole statement saying I didn't stop harassing her. And I'm like, I didn't harass you. Not yet. Honestly, and I'm saying this from the bottom of my heart, if I have ever done any customer wrong, I want y'all to blast me just like that. Like that. If I don't give you a refund. Now, your deposit is non-refundable. But if I don't give you the remaining balance, then, you know, you blast me. Blast me. And honestly, if it was that bad and I don't give you the full refund, let me know.
Right.
Because I don't want other people to feel like what I felt and what I went through. And I don't want anyone else to feel scammed. But, again, when it comes to doing business and as far as etiquette and being professional, especially when you're an entrepreneur, time is important. Your image is important. The product or service that you offer is important. Make sure you go as hard about those things as you would for your boss at your job, 9 to 5.
Eloquently said. Now, Dine On Life listeners, it is that time again. We are ready to pay some bills.
Yes, and as always, Dine On Life listeners, if your Land Rover or Range Rover or Jaguar vehicles are giving you a problem, don't rid of your luxury vehicle. Instead, contact Elite Auto Parts to get you back rolling again.
Now, Elite Auto Parts is an auto dismantler for foreign cars, specializing in used Jaguar and used Land Rover as well as Range Rover parts. They offer financing, and they also ship across America. Go to EliteAutoParts.com and place your order today.
And if you're in the Southern California region, you can call them directly at 818-767-0445 and tell them Dine On Life sent you. Our positive tea segment is a very important one today. This past Sunday evening, BET CEO Deborah Lee presented Jesse Williams the Humanitarian Award for his, quote, continued efforts and steadfast commitment to furthering social change, end quote. Williams accepted his award by first thanking BET, those involved in the preceding video, and his wife and parents. He then went on to deliver a speech that actor Samuel L. Jackson said he hadn't heard anything like since the 1960s. Now, the full speech is actually available on Billboard.com, and we will have a link available for you to view on our page as well. I'm going to actually read the end of this amazing speech. Let's get a couple things straight. The burden of the brutalized is not to comfort the bystander. That's not our job. So let's stop with all that. If you have a critique of our resistance, then you better have an established record critique of our oppression. If you have no interest in equal rights for black people, then do not make suggestions to those who do. Sit down. We've been floating this country on credit for centuries, and we're done watching and waiting while the invention called whiteness uses and abuses us, burying black people out of sight and out of mind, while extracting our culture, our dollars, our entertainment like oil, black gold, ghettoizing and demeaning our creations and stealing them, gentrifying our genius and then trying us on like costumes before discarding our bodies like rinds of strange fruit. Just because we're magic doesn't mean we're not real. Thank you, end quote. Now, actor Jesse Williams delivered a powerful acceptance speech Sunday night at the BET Awards, and this is definitely some positive tea to sip on, and I hope that this empowers others to use their platform to encourage reform.
Absolutely. My God, I watched it live when it aired, and thank goodness for the type of cable box I have. I rewound it so I could listen to it again. I was just in awe because, you know, that award ceremony had a lot of promotion. And it even aired on multiple of different channels. So there was a lot of exposure. And I think that he used that platform so, oh, my gosh, words can't express, so responsibly. Because, I mean, I'm sorry, those issues are much prevalent today. And we need to work together, not just everyone in our culture, but everyone in our nation needs to work together for a better world. Everyone deserves freedom. People have lost their lives behind trying to achieve freedom for us all. So for those people who are unaware and oblivious to the fact that racism still exists today, discrimination still exists today, hopefully his speech woke you up a bit. Hopefully it triggered something in your mind to make you curious enough to do a little bit of research.
Mm-hmm.
Ignorance is not an excuse anymore. It's not an excuse anymore because you may work, you may be consumed with schoolwork, so you just might not have the time to go to the library. But I'm willing to bet so much money that you have a smartphone or a computer, whatever. You have access to the internet where you can just do a little bit of research, educate yourself, and see what's really going on and the issues that our particular culture faces to this very day. Make yourself aware. And to support this even more for those who still have doubts, okay, a crime is wrong. You know, wrong is wrong. There's no doubt about that. But there's something recent in the news. There's this white boy who raped this girl at a college campus, and the judge felt sorry for the boy. He felt sorry for that guy.
Really?
And only gave him 6 months. 6 months in prison. But that the girl he raped has to deal with that memory for probably the rest of her life. 6 months, right? He was a black guy not too long ago. Raped a girl. And please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just going off of my memory of what I read on CNN. I believe he was sentenced to 15 years. That's the problem.
Wow.
But you cannot tell me that's not white privilege. Same crime. The victims will have to live with that unfortunate memory for the rest of their lives. So, yes, the convicted should be punished. But why is it that the person who has color on his skin only got 15, or excuse me, received 15 years, but the white guy only got 6 months?
It's sad, you know. That's ridiculous. I don't think it's fair. I'm black, and I'm raising black men. It's ridiculous, and it's to the point where, for some of you who don't understand, like now, like before, maybe when I was younger and maybe more oblivious to what was going on in life or what's going on around us, if I seen lights behind me, I never had a reason to be afraid. I didn't care. I've only been stopped by the cops one time, and I never even got a ticket. But now, if I were to ever see light, it scares me. It doesn't even have to be for me. It truly scares me. Like, very recently, my husband was stopped by the cops for allegedly making a left-hand turn out of the gas station, and he turned into the far right lane. Now, according to my husband, he actually turned into the left lane, put his signal on, and went into the right. But, you know, this is what the cops are saying. So that's the reason for stopping him. Because he didn't roll his window all the way down, they actually they gave him a ticket for obstruction of justice, and he actually has to go to court for this in a couple months. Because he wouldn't roll his window all the way down, and they threatened to mace him and break the window. So, of course, he got out of the car because ain't nobody got time to be buying no new window.
Right.
But seriously, the only reason he got out of the car because he's like, I'm thinking, you know, I don't want to have to replace the window. I'll get out. He had his phone on record. They took the phone, they turned it off, they threw it in the car along with his keys and put him directly into the in the back of their cruiser. This was also highway patrol. So he thought because he was in, he was literally up the street, the gas station up the street from our home. Not very far away. And they took him not to our city where, you know, I guess they would normally take the police stations there. They took him to another city where the highway patrol was actually stationed. They didn't arrest him. They explained to him he wasn't being arrested, but they kept the cuffs on him and cuffed him to a chair while in the in their precinct. There was no cameras, and I just remember, like, the look on my husband's face when he was explaining it to me. He said as they were driving and they passed downtown and they kept going, where they were going, where the precinct is actually, like, in the middle of no man's land. And so he thought he was going to get killed and that the last time he seen us would have been the last time he seen us. You can't tell me that this is fair because, I mean, I don't know if that's typical for them. I would have thought maybe they should take them to the city, but, you know, to the city we're in, to that police station. But for them to detain him, put cuffs on him, all because he allegedly obstructed justice because he refused to roll his window all the way down. You can't tell me that's fair. You can't tell me that another white boy in the city that we're living in, if he decided to not roll his window all the way down, would not have just been handed the ticket, if necessary, through the window, rather than going that far, calling some backup, threatening to mace him and break the window, and then still putting cuffs on him. He wasn't even arrested. That's the part that irritates me. He was not under arrest is what they kept explaining to him. So at that point, it's almost like, you know, in his mind, which is why I'm thinking too, we're not arresting you. We don't have any paperwork. We could kill you and no one would know anything.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell that, you know, that Jesse Williams for stands for is the Black Lives Matter movement. And as much as people try to say that, you know, it's all lives matter, that's a racist movement, be black one day. Be black. And tell me that it's fair. So that's all, that's where I'm at with that.
It's sad, and as a culture, I think we need to do a better job of sticking together because you never know. You never know. We can make miracles happen in power. There's power in numbers, so stick together. More information will be on our website about that, dinonlife.org. And that was a wonderful, necessary positive tea segment. But now we're going to switch things up a bit. Business etiquette. So business etiquette, indeed, it is a hot topic. Tech through business is how we all create our tangible lifestyle. Now, I am going to share this article with you all, written by David Gass and published on the EE Compendium website, which the article is actually titled The Importance of Good Business Etiquette. The excerpt I'm going to share with you all is under the subheading, Good Business Etiquette, the Recipe to Success. It starts off with common sense information. Well, I mean, it should be common sense, but we're all aware that some people lack common sense. No worries, Dino Life is here to save you. Okay. I begin, quote, it is very important to practice good manners and etiquette in order to succeed in your business, be liked by people, and maintain good relationships with clients, customers, and employees. In fact, it is much easier to make money than to earn respect and accolades from people who know and interact with you, like colleagues and employees. End quote.
I agree. It really is. What was that? It's much easier to make money than to earn respect and accolades from people who know and interact with you, like colleagues and employees. It should be common sense. That doesn't mean everyone has it, but it should be common sense. This is something that we should be practicing, good manners, etiquette. If you didn't hear the last, we kind of went over a lot of informational tips for you as far as business etiquette with meetings and whatnot, the last show. So if you didn't check it out, then make sure you go back and check that out. A lot of helpful information for you out there who really don't know.
Absolutely. It's just good relationships is key. We cannot stress that enough. Good relationships is key. So, okay, continuing on, and this is according to Gas again. If you follow these business etiquette tips, your life overall will become much easier.
Please make my professional life easier. Let's hear it.
Right. Okay. Make sure to treat each person you interact with, such as a secretary or even a janitor, no matter what his or her position in the corporation is. Treat them with respect and make it a rule to be pleasant to everybody, no matter what the situation is.
This is very important, people, because you never know when you're going to need that janitor to help you change your tire. You don't know when you're going to need that secretary to do such and such. And burnout is so seriously ridiculous now. You know, a lot of people are going through a lot in lives with family and, you know, illnesses and whatnot. Be nice. And plus, you never know how much brighter you may have made that person's day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Secondly, let people know that you appreciate what they do. That will boost morale and improve work quality. Third, keep records of people who matter to you and acknowledge if they receive a promotion and wish them well on their birthday.
Very important. Even if you can't remember the birthday, put it write it down somewhere. Put it in your calendar. Maybe if you have like a larger corporation, or maybe you have like 50 or more employees, keep a record of whoever birthday month it is, and do something special so everyone feels special.
Yes. Next, always return calls. If you are unable to answer, have a polite message on your answering machine or voicemail that will be returned at the earliest. And never, ever be rude or impatient with anyone on the phone.
That is very important. Of course, simple etiquette, again, common sense. If you're in business, you want a great message that speaks about what you offer, who you are, also somewhat detailed, like in my case, if I can't get to the phone but you need an order placed, I'm going to check my messages before the end of the day. If it's something like email, I'll get back to you within 48 hours. Let people know that time and stick within that time frame so that you are returning calls and not being rude and not rushing anyone.
Yes, yes. And the fifth tip is never make anyone wait, be it an employee or employer or a business acquaintance. Never be late for a meeting or for work.
That's, like, self-explanatory there. I haven't big on time, so just, yeah, don't do that. Your time is valuable. That's the one thing in life you cannot get back. Mm-hmm. Even if you're working for one or you're working for yourself, particularly if you're working for yourself, you can't get that time back. So make the most of it, and don't waste anyone else's either.
Mm-hmm. And moving right along to the next tip, dress is also a very important aspect in maintaining good business etiquette. Businessmen have to appear impeccably groomed. Women have to dress appropriately and take care that they do not give a wrong impression to their colleagues. Proper care taken can avert a lot of embarrassment.
Simple, plain English. Make sure you look good and you look fresh. Ladies, same for you, but don't look like a HOE, okay?
So for more information on business etiquette, go to our website, dineonlife.org.
Yes, so Dine on Life listeners, we had a full dish today from our wonderful interviews with ourselves. the information we're going to see about my personal aspect, which I'm still not going to put a name out there, but just beware. To the importance and much relevance of business etiquette, a positive T is an important issue that we all have to work together to make a change.
Go to our site, blogtalkradio.com/dinonlife, and serve this on your opinions of what we dished on today. Also, don't forget to follow us on Facebook for daily motivational positive updates at facebook.com/dinonlife, and read our updates and our opinions on our website, dinonlife.org, where we serve the dish on real-life experiences and share our opinions or news updates.
That was a mouthful. So thank you all for dining with us, and we'll dine with you all next week. Bye-bye.
Ciao.